Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. The official clock here at the Hurricane Center, it is 12 noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Central. This is the latest update on Tropical Storm Barry. The latest information, you know, we've had the winds have increased a little bit, 65 miles an hour, but still moving so slow, 5 miles an hour to the west northwest. So we are seeing a trend of some strengthening. We're getting the aircraft back from the NOAA Hurricane Hunters and also the Air Force Hurricane Hunters and seeing some strengthening. But when you look at it on satellite, there's several different swirls. You're starting to see a swirl up here. Starting to see several different swirls, but the real center is probably underneath this large shield of convection over here. So it may not necessarily look like the traditional storm that you might get, but here's what you got to remember. Despite what it looks like, all this moisture will be continuing to move north, and that's going to cause some big impacts around Louisiana, Mississippi, even as far north as maybe even Arkansas and Alabama. So let's look at the forecast. Here's what we have, and that slow movement causes issues for us. So these are the forecast points. The closer those are together, the slower the movement. And the slower you go, that means there's time to pile up the water when it comes to the storm surge. There's also time to provide more rain and more impacts when it comes to the rainfall, and slow movement just causes that every single time. So we got to remember that. And also, here's an important point. We concentrate so much on the actual forecast track and also the cone. We got to remember this. This is so important. That is basically where we expect the center to be two-thirds of the time. The reality is those impacts extend way outside. So the winds extend way outside the cone. Those are the tropical storm force winds actually making their way towards the mouth of the river further on shore. So the winds are already starting to arrive, and some of that rain over Mississippi and Alabama, you can see that'll stretch well outside that cone. So we talk about the timing. We've mentioned this several times, and it's important to realize you got to start wrapping up your preparedness, because the tropical storm force winds are starting to arrive throughout the day today. And even into tomorrow morning, the tropical storm force winds are going to continue to move inland, and that means it gets too dangerous to be outside. So we got to start wrapping up our preparedness now, because the winds and also the rain are on the way. We have some pockets of very heavy rainfall where we're really forecasting. The Weather Prediction Center is looking at this in some areas of 10 to 20 inches of rain, and there could be some pockets that get 20, maybe even 25 inches of rain, especially with this slow movement. So we got to watch out. We got to prepare for that high water, the flooding, and look out. Expansive this is into Mississippi with 6 to 10 inches of rain. So I've seen this many, many times. When you have a north movement real slow like this, you're going to get rain bands set up like this. The longer it takes for the system to hang around like that, these rain bands are going to hang around as well and provide a lot of rain. 50 miles, 100 miles, 150 miles away, you can see some of these flooding rains. Storm surge, historically, one of the most dangerous aspects of these tropical systems. Look at these values. And so one of the updates that we have a storm surge warning now for Lake Pontchartrain, even extending over to Harrison and Hancock counties, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge. Any one of these areas can get that. The winds push that water in, the water gets trapped, and what happens is it just piles up. So a very dangerous situation. And even around St. Bernard, Plaquemines, Lafourche, and Terrebonne parishes right along the coast, you can get some of those high values, 3 to 6 foot. The longer it hangs around, the further that water can go inland. And remember this. You get the storm surge at the beginning, and you can get more storm surge towards the end. It could be a day later. So remember to be safe. This is the latest update on the tropical storm here at the National Hurricane Center.